Hey, let's talk about Doris Smith. Doris Smith was born 1/26/46. Doris Smith is a 79-year-old woman. Put today's date, 10/1. 79-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of dementia. It's more specific, or actually put down senile degeneration of the brain not elsewhere classified, and history of dementia, memory deficit, history of CVA times 2, history of depression, primary hypertension. Patient is quite confused. Patient has shown definite decline in her mentation. She knows her name. She doesn't know the date. She doesn't know where she is. She doesn't know the year. Period. She's eating less. Unless the provider feeds her, she can't eat. The provider has to go back and forth and feed her like a child. It takes her all day to eat a plate. She is also needs to be put to bed by a provider. She's no longer able to care for herself. She has total ADL dependency. The provider comes in the morning, gets her out of bed. She stays on in the recliner. Then the provider does stuff around the house and then comes back in the evening to put her to bed. She's much more forgetful. She has history of fall. She's very dizzy. She's had 2 strokes, as I mentioned, with history of hepatic encephalopathy. She has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. She had set the house on fire once a few months ago and has continued to show decline in her mentation. Her MAC is at 27%. Her PPS is at 40%. FASD score is at 7, A as in apple. Her blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse respiration 17, pulse 98, or TUSAT 96%. Medications were reviewed today. Patient is single. She lives in Wharton, Wharton, Texas. She has 2 living children. Used to be a heavy smoker and drinker, but that's not what she's not. She hasn't done that for some time, apparently. Patient continues to show behavioral changes from time to time. Blood pressure is controlled with medication and has sundowner syndrome, period. Patient's weight loss is evident, 2 or 3 pounds, but her LMAC has not changed and it remains at 27%. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, especially with worsening symptoms of dementia that was noted above and decreased mentation that was noted above. Thank you.